Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We're talking again
about body swapping
for good,
for
love,
to what
and back again.
Hi, I'm Paul Mitzi.
I'm Lucy Thomas.
I'm Brendan Levi.
And we are the Swapcast Podcast. Every episode we watch an entry in the body swap movie genre and break it down for you. This week for our special Halloween episode, we are watching the 1998 horror thriller Fallen, starring Denzel Washington, John Goodman, Donald Sutherland, and James Gandolfini, in which a detective realizes that the serial killer he is pursuing may in fact be a body-swapping demon. We always love to hear from our listeners, so slide into our DMs on Insta, send us an email, or chuck us a review on iTunes so we can get to 100 reviews and do an episode on Face Off already. So, Fallen, this week's movie, was actually a listener recommendation.
Wow.
Lovely listener named Matt, who reached out to us and he said, "Love the podcast. Since you're apparently taking requests, I thought I'd suggest Fallen from 1998 starring Denzel Washington. It's a different type of body swap movie than most of the others you've covered, but I think it counts. Mm-hmm. Maybe check it out."
Cool.
Okay, so on to Fallen. This is our third official Halloween episode. On the previous two, we reviewed Dr. Jekyll and Sister Hyde, and then Possession. On our third try, did we finally find a film that makes body swap scary?
No.
No. How come Freaky didn't come out on a Halloween?
It was supposed to, but then COVID killed its release plan.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And did it at least come out on a Friday the 13th?
I think it did.
Yeah.
In America, but
you'd
not
want
for us.
It to, yeah.
Yeah. And Child's Play we did before we knew that Halloween episodes were going to be a thing. So
Do you think you're going to be able to sustain? Like, are there more out there?
Yeah, I think the good thing about the rules that we've set up for our podcast is that we're counting...
It's pretty loose.
We're counting possessions as body swaps, which means there's an endless amount.
Sure.
Yeah. I actually had another one that I think might have been a bit more interesting.
So The Exorcist could be a body swap. She gets possessed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Remember that scene where she wakes up and feels her boobs?
Okay.
I actually had another one I'd picked out for Halloween, but then Matt had sent this email and I was like, oh yeah, no, I'll do it. It was on my list. So yeah.
Was it Processor from Cronenberg guy?
Possessor,
yeah.
May have been.
So what was the question?
Was this scary?
No.
I really wish you didn't tell us it was a listener, because I was just so like, I'd pump myself up to just rip this to shreds.
No, do it.
Wait, did he say why he chose it?
He didn't say he loved it or anything. He just said that it counts and we should do it.
It's actually Denzel Washington being like, oh, no one remembers this movie. Come on,
you know what? If he's gotten to that point in his life where he's emailing us, then
Denzel is doing fine, I'm sure.
So you guys both hated it, or I'm feeling...
I hated it. I'm annoyed that
okay,
we had to
so
watch.
Like the, everything about this, I should have loved it, and it should have been. It's yeah. So my sort of thing. This is a sort of movie that I put on to calm down, like murder, serial killers. Like I live for this shit, and then you've got full on heavy hitters.
Yeah,
you know,
like
Gandolfini, yeah, Denzel Washington, Donald Sutherland, like all these people. I'm like, this is gonna be maybe great.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
And the director, he did like that Primal Fear with Richard Gere, which
Yeah.
I remember loving it.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, no, it wasn't good. I actually am going to need a lot of hand holding through this episode. This is like, I didn't take many notes. Yeah. I just didn't know what to say.
Because the thing is, nothing happens.
It's such, like, so I didn't hate
I didn't
the
hate
film.
It either. And I thought that there's some good stuff about it. Like, I like the swapping sequences and the.
Yeah, I think.
That was cool if you live in the universe where you have to watch a million of these movies and they're all the same. Like, that yeah. was a
but
little
the thing
bit
is,
different,
I guess. I feel like when we do the minute summary, like, Paul's going to have a tough time filling the minute.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's just, it does feel like not a lot happened for a 2 hour running time.
Yes, I could not believe 2 hours and 4 minutes. I was shocked.
But I think there's a lot of great ideas
yeah,
in here.
Definitely good
that
ideas.
That could really make a fantastic movie.
Well, the thing yeah. is, like, watching this, I was like, ooh, this is every day. It's the every day I want. It's the yeah. it's the creepy sinister one.
Yeah.
But it yeah, it just falls so flat. Like,
yeah. I also watched it in blazing daylight and on an iPad, so I yeah. feel like maybe that didn't really add a lot of ambience.
Well, I watched it at nighttime on my projector in the dark and
still didn't do anything. You're not easily scared though, are you, Paul?
Yeah, and I think the other thing is I have this is actually my second viewing for the film. I did I did watch this in 1998 when it came out.
Oh my god, really?
Once. Yeah. Like, I watched it once, and surprisingly, as forgettable as this film feels, I actually remembered a bit of what had happened. So there wasn't really any of that surprise element, and I knew exactly where it was going from the beginning. But for you guys who hadn't watched it before, could you see where it was going from the,
but I don't,
from the beginning?
I don't think that counts, because I feel like, how could you not know what? Because literally, you or you know from like the get-go, it's this thing that can go from person to person.
Yeah, and it didn't really... like reach huge heights,
like yeah. like secret cryptic clues that we already know the answers to, like really doesn't
yeah
make
can
attention.
We all just acknowledge that it all made us all want to watch The Bone Collector or whatever it is with Denzel
and Angelina.
Yeah, I am so geared up to watch that movie now.
I think about that movie every time I go in an Uber or a taxi.
Yeah, full on.
What?
Because that's what the serial killer in that film, he's like a
taxi driver that picks people up from the airport
and then
doesn't
takes them
drive
back
them
to their lair. Mm. But like,
you haven't seen
that? He shaved the lock of the car door. So when they try to open the car door, it like cuts their fingers. And that always has stuck with me.
Yeah.
But yeah, nothing in this film will. Really, it's just such
well,
a waste.
You,
can we
you
review
give...
the Bone Collector?
Yeah, okay. Does anyone swap in the Bone Collector?
All right. Minute summary. Also, do the summary of the Bone Collector in 1 minute.
I don't.
Okay. Ready, set, go.
So, Denzel Washington is a detective and he's going to execute this guy, and the guy tells him he's going to see him again, and then after the guy's executed, then all these other people start dying in the same way that he was killing people, and then Denzel realizes that it was a demon that swaps from body to body, and then he tries to track him, finds this girl whose father was also killed by the same demon, and then the demon kills Denzel and then goes into a cat.
Zero.
The end.
Done. That was pretty good. I felt like you were purposely
trying to fill it
to
in.
Drag it out to prove Brendan wrong.
By the way, we're still on the minute.
Well, I guess that's the thing. This is technically a cat swap, so we can add it to our list of
yeah, I know,
cat
I couldn't
movies.
Believe it.
But yeah, it just going back to it, the idea of a demon that can swap from body to body by touch is a fantastic idea. Like, it just means, you know, you never know who the person that you're trying to find, who they are. And like, anyone in your life could be that demon at any point, because the demon also retains all the memories of the person, so he can perfectly
But I felt like the demon had no chill. It's like only really once did he conceal that he had swapped. I'm like, as if you wouldn't be fucking doing it the whole time. Like, he's given himself away straight away.
I didn't understand what the demon's plan was. I don't understand why he was bothering. Like, why was he so obsessed with Denzel? Like, did anyone understand why was
he? We love to see Denzel. Yeah. I feel that. But.
But he had this, like, he had multiple points where he could have killed Denzel, but he chose not to because he had this plan of becoming Denzel for some reason.
Yeah.
But, like,
but now you're a cat, bitch.
But for some reason, like, the touch thing didn't work with Denzel, but we were never told why it didn't. And then...
because he's such a tough guy.
He is tough.
So instead of that, he's, killing a whole bunch of people and then leaving clues for Denzel. Like, I didn't get it.
No, it did feel a little aimless, didn't it?
Yeah, because it spells out apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
And apocalypse is the same as revelations? Like,
yeah, I think that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, but like, if
why don't they just do revelations?
But what does that mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, are you going to end about the to world? Start?
Yeah, exactly.
Apocalypse or a revelation?
Yeah. So like, if the demon's plan was to start an apocalypse, how is like killing one guy a week going to do that?
Yeah.
Like, it was like, I would have loved.
Up your game, demon.
Yeah. I would have loved something.
And yeah. More. All right. So I feel like the one thing that I thought was like, yeah, this story, it could be done well.
Mm-hmm.
And even that scene where, what's her name? Matilda's mother.
Miss Honey.
Teacher.
Miss Honey from Matilda.
Right,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
Like, is being chased down the street and the demon is like touching each person to like catch up.
Yeah.
That's a kind of cool idea, but it just was done in this slow motion.
Yeah.
Like, it just slowed it down and made it even less tense. Like.
Yeah. That was a fantastic concept for a scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not
such good ingredients and like the good cast as well. Like, yeah, sorry,
but yeah, the cast do a lot of heavy lifting. Like, I think this film might have been unwatchable if it wasn't for how good the cast is.
I think it really just hinged on Gandolfini's mustache. Like, that did a lot of work.
Yeah, it was impressive.
Every time we do a movie, I always want to understand where it falls in people's career and whatever. And I'm like, I'm going to look it up this time, but I didn't. When did The Sopranos start? Like, who was?
And should I watch The Sopranos? Is it any good?
Don't ask me. That's when, like, I started The Sopranos.
Oh, my God. Is this a joke? Are you two kidding? I thought you were joking.
No,
I've
done The Sopranos through start to finish the whole way twice. I've, like, eaten the same food that they are eating in The Sopranos. The baked ziti, the, like, gubblegul, like, all of this. You guys are terrible, and I'm the toughest one of the gang. This is official.
Look, I don't give in to this heteronormative,
oh,
masculine ideal that the best films
there's
and the TV shows...
There's a gay storyline in The Sopranos.
Let me finish. There's a heteronormative, like, male-centric viewpoint in film and TV criticism that the best film and TV of all time all center around Italian mobsters. And I think I'd rather watch films about sassy cheerleaders.
But I want to know is, do your arms hurt from reaching?
But to answer your question, The Sopranos is 1 year after this movie.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
It was actually, because you guys don't know, because you're...
I have watched one season of Sopranos, and so I chose not to continue. And I've seen the last episode.
Tony's sister was in the film as well.
As which character?
She worked in the police station. She had curly hair. Yeah.
Yep.
I feel bad for you.
Just looking at my notes, so fat stupid fuck with a sandwich up his ass. What was that about?
Sounds homophobic.
I think that was a joke that one of the characters
said. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was good.
I love how it was 2 days ago and you can't even remember.
I also feel like there must have been some money. They had two Rolling Stones in this song, like, that bookended the film. Yeah. Like,
this film, like, would have been an expensive film. Like, this is Denzel at the height of his, like, star power.
Yeah.
This was a Warner Brothers production. Like, the production value is there. Like, it doesn't look like a cheap movie.
I don't know. It looked pretty cheap. It did that strobing thing that really dated it. Really dated it, and it just looked so ugly on the iPad.
Yeah. So, what do you guys think of the
narration? A big thumbs down from me.
Because the twist, spoiler alert, is that it was the demon narrating the entire film.
Oh, which is the infuriating thing.
Why did you find it infuriating, Ray?
Because he doesn't end. So the story is being told from a, like, it's a past tense, mm-hmm. and it's being told in the present by Denzel Washington, who is dead.
But it's being told by the demon in his voice.
But why in his voice? Purely to do a red herring that has no satisfactory, like,
Yeah, it didn't make sense.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense. It should have been a cat's voice.
It's like, meow, 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 meow. It's like, did you ever used to, like, write a story for English when you were in high school and you do it in a few parts and then you'd realize when you read the whole thing that you were like, I've changed the tense here. Or it's like the first person, now I'm telling a story. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It kind of felt like that.
Yeah, and the thing is,
like, it gets to the end and they're like, oh, my bad. This shouldn't be Denzel's voice.
But also, like, it was all because they had to hide the fact it was a demon. Nothing he said could actually be useful or interesting any way.
Oh, it was useful. It told you exactly the plot of the film.
Yeah.
Because dum-dums in a focus group went, no one's going to understand.
But it was all just so, like,
spell it out for me like I'm a 5-year-old.
I wrote down one of the lines is like, everything's personal if you're a person. And they're all lines like that.
Like I said, high school English, sorry. That's so full on. Fuck.
I think we should get that on a t-shirt. I think it was going for like a film noir kind of thing. And that is a very like film noir thing where like they spell things out and say all these like empty platitudes to try to sound cool. But I think because nothing else in the film felt particularly film noir, apart from the narration, it kind of just felt like shit. In the 90s, around this time, there was like a whole slate of these kind of like religious thrillers. So there was like End of Days with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And there was Stigmata.
I remember Stigmata.
I don't know. Those films just felt like more, like they amped up the gore and the creepiness like inherent to religious imagery. And even like Seven, even though it wasn't a purely religious film, it like played on the seven deadly sins. But that was from a few years before that, and this then that did it a lot better as well, which is like,
and at least Kevin Spacey is the bad guy in that, so you still can hate him. Like,
it would be interesting to do like sort of a flash mob kind of thing where you make someone believe that you're a demon switching bodies to bodies, like, ethically, it'd be terrible. But, you know, it'd be interesting to see how someone would react because this guy was like,
are you referencing the 1998 starring Denzel
Washington? The Denzel vehicle? Yeah.
I was watching it thinking this is a very, like, cop-friendly film. I think, like, the new, like, buzz phrase at the moment is copaganda, where they talk about films that, like, really glorify cops.
Interesting.
And, like, this film had lines like, cops are the chosen people, and they, like, notice things that other people don't. But then you find out it was the demon saying all these things. So does that mean it wasn't copaganda and that it was all bullshit?
There was also dirty cops, so, like,
I don't know. ACAB for life, though, right?
One interesting detail. So Denzel finds the book that explains the demon, and it shows a picture of the demon in demon form, and it's got eyes on its butt. Do you find that concept terrifying?
I mean, yeah, the things you'd say, right?
Imagine that view.
I hate this. We're going to have to really stretch out the hot or not, and I can do it because I've got a lot to say about James Gandolfini's massage.
I don't know. I want to talk about eye butts. Like,
it's making me think of like a spider or something. I don't know.
Well, you know how like you sometimes miss the toilet? Like
what? What?
When you're taking shit.
You miss the toilet? Oh, God.
Can you believe this got 7 out of 10 on IMDb?
Shocking.
Shocking,
really?
Right? Like, people weren't that much, like, dumber in the 90s. Like, I was there. I could have told you this was shit, right?
Look, I didn't hate this film when it came out. I remember not minding it, so maybe I was on the dumbest.
Like I said, good ideas, bad execution. I feel like, truly, if they had shaved half an hour off and they had picked up the pace in a lot of ways, that could have done them a lot of favours.
Mm. Yeah, I could see a zippier version of this. That would have worked.
It could be made today and be great.
Yeah,
it could actually be a TikTok.
But, like, we always talk about, like...
We should do the 30-second plot summaries as TikToks.
They'll have to be a lot better than the ones I've been pulling out.
Yeah, we could get famous. Yeah. I need a ticket out of this one horse town.
But they always say, like, the best remakes are the ones that, like, take a bad film with a good concept and actually, like, fulfill its potential. And I think this is prime for that. I would love to see a remake of this film.
Well, since, you know, they made Freaky and stole your plot, why don't you
steal
pick up
someone
this
else's
and make it better?
Well, because I'll have to fucking buy the rights to it.
I'm sure they'd be going real cheap.
Do you think if, like, you lived in this world where, mm-hmm. like, there's, like, demons and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Like, this Lovecraftian, like, do you feel like you would, like, just have to choose a deity to like worship that will, like, protect you from the other demons, like, sort of like a prison sort of scenario where
you just have to, like, go with the Aryan nation or whatever?
Yeah
Whoa.
Of the demons.
I don't know, like, I know what I wouldn't be doing is what Denzel does in this film and act like totally fucking chill and, like, pal around with his mates and talk about Italian meats when he knows that anyone around him at any moment could be a fucking demon trying to kill him.
Yeah.
But I was like, why are you stressed out?
Yeah, and he just didn't really seem that sad when his brother died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he saw it coming.
Well, and even the kid, I thought the kid was going to turn out to be the demon.
He's dead, isn't he? Yeah.
He was so fucking chill about his dad dying.
Mm.
But, like, the brother was an interesting choice of characters.
Yeah.
I think, like, I'm guessing, was he supposed to have, like, an intellectual
special needs kind of
special
thing?
Special needs kind of thing.
Oh, really?
That's what I could, but it was, like, so subtle that I didn't know if that's what they were going for, if he was just, like.
I just thought he was down and out.
Yeah.
No, I think I feel
because
like
because the way that, like, Denzel was, like, kind of
coddling him,
okay. It just felt like a very strange situation. But also, like, the film would have been so much stronger if that character was, like, someone he could sound off of, and maybe we would have felt a bit more when he died, and, like, maybe it could have been used as emotional manipulation if the demon went into the brother,
yeah,
and then, like, was fucking around with him in his own home.
But because you think they're all the kind of things, it's like, you know, when people find out, like, that Spider-Man has a girlfriend, they, like, go and kidnap her or whatever. You'd think that they would have played on some of those, like,
All the demon does is come and, like, poison him in his sleep, the end.
Yeah.
Or even just Denzel's character, like, at the end he sacrifices himself, but that sacrifice doesn't really feel
what
like
good is that,
like, if he was a super selfish person and he came to a place where he saw, like, the apocalypse was going to happen and I'm gonna, you know, sacrifice myself, or,
like, so he just left his nephew with that woman. Like, what if she didn't want to care for him anymore?
Yeah, it, as a body swap film as well, if we're looking at it in that lens, like, the idea of this demon that can go into anybody and do whatever the fuck he wants with no consequences, because then he can just leave the body straight after. It didn't explore that at all. Like, even to the point where, like, it would have been interesting. Like, at one point, he takes over some guy's body, kills someone in that body, and then in the next body, he goes back and kills the last person he was in. So wouldn't it be more interesting if that, like, guy gets depossessed, realizes that in the time that he was out, he's killed someone, has to deal with that.
Like, I don't know. I kind of already fell asleep in what you were just saying, so I don't know if it would have been more interesting.
Well, the thing is, I don't know what the demon's deal was other than
it's like, what is your objective? What's the stakes?
A two-dimensional...
What's your childhood trauma?
Yeah. What's your glitch, man?
Technically, the fucking film is from the demon's perspective. We still didn't get to know anything.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
The more we're talking about it, the more I'm disliking the film.
Yes, brilliant. We've tabled this out. We got there.
But what was the guy's name? The person who recommended it? Matt.
Matt.
Yeah. Matt, you're all right, though.
Yeah. Oh, we love Matt.
Hey, Matt.
He's not a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He's not a piece of shit because he recommended something to us.
Yeah.
This is all we want. Recommend has pieces he of shit to us, and then you aren't the piece of shit.
Spell it from your body onto an email to us.
Yeah, exactly.
I just wanted him to know that I'm not holding him, even though he did this to us.
Someone made us watch My Brother the Pig.
I would watch My Brother the Pig over this.
Yeah, yeah.
Any day. Just purely for the hair machine dance. That one scene brought me more joy than this entire
I know. God, that was amazing.
All right, my choir of undead people.
Do it like Vincent Price in Thriller. Do it.
Darkness falls across the land.
All right, sing the fucking song.
Are they a ghoul or a fool? Are they scary or cool? Tell me, are they hot or not? Ding! Everyone is spooky in their own way.
But unless you were clear, this is still the segment where we see if the people are hot or not, and we rate them on how attractive they are.
I feel like scary or cool isn't the best because, like, being scary on Halloween is cool.
That is true. So, Denzel Washington as John Hobbs. Hot or not?
So, a very clear line in my notes is Denzel in white boxes, though.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a little hottie with a body.
Yeah, I think he is very attractive.
His butt is very round.
Yes. Body on point, face on point.
And, like, love to see Denzel as a cop, except from Training Day when he's bad.
Yeah.
But, like, I want Denzel to, like, be on the case for me, for show.
Yeah. And this is peak Denzel. Like, yeah. I think this is when he was at his hottest. At this exact moment in time. Like, the character was a bit of a bore, but who needs a personality, really?
Yeah.
Brendan?
I was just interested in hearing your descriptors because I was like, I don't think I can recall the roundness of his ass and stuff.
He was in boxers in that scene, though.
Yeah, but I guess I didn't look there.
But he did this thing where he, like, leaned over the oven that was like, he was... popping that booty.
I remember he had a chest. I remember going, dude's got a chest.
Yeah, and like strong arms. He could like definitely pull you out of a disaster, you know?
Yeah, he was attractive.
So, M. Beth Davids as Greta. So, you Mrs. would Honey. Probably know her as Mrs. Honey. From
now, the roundness of her ass,
or
right?
Miss Honey.
How about her titties, right? Yes.
I just wish I could do Matilda's voice, you know, the way she just says Miss Honey in a really particular way. She's just a sweet lady.
Mm.
She's beautiful.
Yes, she is beautiful.
I'm going to be real hot. She did kind of piss me off because she...
knew about demons.
She should have given him more information straight off. There was no reason why she wasn't giving him that information straight off the
like
bat.
Like, he knew already. It wasn't harming him to give him a heads up. Hey, anyone can kill you at any point.
Yeah. And like,
this is bad for you. Watch out.
Yeah. And the first time he went and saw her, she's like, oh, was he singing this particular song? And was he doing this, this, and that? And he's like, yep. And she's like, okay.
Okay, bye.
I'm sorry, I can't help you.
John Goodman as Jonesy. So this is John Goodman as we remember him at like Roseanne, kind of. Not the, like, kind of gaunt John Goodman of nowadays.
Of Community.
yeah. So, what did we think?
Oh, I love the guy, but I'm not gonna sit here and pretend
that you want to suck.
He's
his dick,
a gorgeous yeah. man. Yeah,
yeah. I do love John Goodman as well.
Yeah,
and I feel like in like a game of fuck, marry, kill, I would marry John Goodman.
Yeah,
you would live a happy life with John Goodman.
I think he'd give good cuddles.
Yeah,
he's a cuddler.
He does. He does seem like a lovely person. I mean, I've never met him. Maybe
and
he's
like
terrible.
He's so talented. He's been in so much good stuff. That's really attractive.
Like I've never heard anything about.
You just
him.
Do it for the clout,
like,
right?
Is he known as a good person or anything like that? You know,
I just won't hear that he's not. Like, if somebody ruins that for me, then that's.
If you know John Goodman personally and you hate him, email
then
us.
Then keep it to yourself.
So, like how Bill Murray is known as a bit of a jerk, you don't want
to
hear
but
that.
Who says that? Oh, only because like he doesn't turn up to set and gets drunk. Have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen that photo of a couple were doing their engagement shoot in like a park or whatever? And Bill Murray was just there and he just joined in and did it and made their photos amazing. He didn't have to do that.
But it sounds like an egotistical move to. Anyway, let's not.
Bashing Bill Murray?
He's not even in this movie. He did a lot of cocaine in the 80s and 90s, you know? Like, that's fine.
Didn't we all?
Hopefully not. You were born in the 80s.
4 years old.
That was a crack baby. Donald Sutherland as Lieutenant Stanton.
Yeah, he's handsome AF.
Who?
He's regal.
I was on my phone a lot. This
He was the police chief that was like, stop
Silver
doing that,
Fox.
Denzel.
Silver Fox, grey hair.
Oh,
got
really? You think
at the
he's
end.
Attractive?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. John Paul?
So you're going to give him a nod?
Nah.
Swing vote.
I'm giving him a nod. I find him creepy.
He's in that amazing Kate Bush video clip, and that's all really sad that
he
you don't know that.
He was the original Watcher in the first Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie.
Yeah, so come on.
But no.
Respect. Where, nah, he's hot.
James Gandolfini as Lou. I know you had thoughts about his mustache.
Just once you've seen a lot of James Gandolfini, like, sweaty and writhing in, like, he does a lot of sex scenes in The Sopranos. Yeah, not for me.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a nod. Like, amazing actor.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, an amazing person as well. But I just don't want to have sex with him. Brendan?
I concur.
But you don't want to?
Nah. Yeah, nah. I don't want to have sex with him.
And on that, we end our spooky. I don't know.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right, let's get to Opinion Swap, where we find some interesting reviews of Fallen from across the interwebs, but mostly just Letterboxd. Mm-hmm. So the first one is from Mina on Letterboxd, who gives it 2 stars. And she says, a friend of mine told me this was one of his favorite movies. His reasons were as follows. 1, it tells you exactly how it's going to end right at the beginning. 2, no romantic subplot. 3, all the money in the budget clearly went to Denzel and to licensing 2 Rolling Stones songs. The rest looks like it cost about $10. 4, no special effects. The demon is only ever conveyed through a 90s music video filter and sound effects. 5, John Goodman.
Oh my God, I wrote that review. That was brilliant.
This one's from Jojojo.
What up, Jojo?
He gives it 2 stars. And they say, terrible acting by death row inmate infects others in this nightmare film. Yeah, what do you guys think of the serial killer in the first scene, which I guess is the demon?
Yeah, it was bad. And I, for a moment, thought it was Christopher Maloney, who has the roundest butt.
Yeah.
of detective of Detective Stabler. You know, Law and Order SVU. You know, Detective Stabler.
Like, he is from Wet Hot American Summer.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
I thought it was him, and I was so excited that we could just rap about that the whole time. And then I was like, "Oh, it's not him.
Yeah, it's budget.
Yeah, it's low rent Raloni. Yeah."
And so his butt round.
I will show you. That like
sounds good.
His butt broke the internet.
You cannot believe this dude's butt.
What?
Yeah, someone took like a picture of him on the SVU set.
He's stretching.
And his butt like
it looks like he's got a basketball shoved down his pants.
Yeah, it's an amazing butt. Anyway. This one's from Alexia, who gives it 4 stars, and she says, "I'm going to be a dog person from now on."
Very good.
So back to the butt. Like,
no, this isn't the Maloney Butt Podcast.
Can it be? I will dedicate my life.
Talking again about Maloney's butt. All right. This one's from Emma Catherine on Letterboxd, who gives it 4 stars, and she says, "Jeremy Renner's best role as a dead guy in a bathtub." I don't know if that guy looked like Jeremy Renner.
I don't think he did at all. I feel like that's just shade on Jeremy Renner, right?
That he looks like every
dead
corpse.
Body.
Or that he'll just do anything.
Okay, and finally we have one from Sydney. Gives it 3.5 stars.
Oh my god, this guy's butt.
He is squatting hard for that. Like,
Brendan, can you stop looking at Christopher Maloney's butt and get back to
Paul? I'm sorry, I wanted it recorded. Of course he has. I wanted it recorded.
He looks like he can float away on those balloons.
I wanted it recorded, your reaction.
All right.
So Deadass. And he loves a good stretch on set.
He's doing that on purpose.
As if you wouldn't. It's like Kim Kardashian thinks she's famous for her butt. Well, I'm sorry. There's a new sheriff in town.
What do you work to get
honey,
that?
I love you. I'd say this.
I've got with my pants.
We were talking about his butt and Paul's pants split.
Green.
They're very
grey. Obviously, look that hard.
Regulation. Oh my god, that is staying in. By the way.
All right. All right. All right. So, this one's from Sydney, who gives it 3.5 fucking stars.
That's from Scream 2. That's it. That's a Halloween little Easter egg for my sister.
Yeah, so she says, "If there's such a thing as wholesome big dick energy, Denzel Washington, John Goodman, and James Gandolfini sitting around drinking beers is it."
Yes, I'm here for that. That's amazing.
Plus, Donald Sutherland, cozy fall colors and fashions, a stupid supernatural plot, and some genuinely moving moments of brotherly bonding, a perfect feeling of snuggling up with a worn-out mass-market paperback on the first cold weekend of the season.
That's a fun review.
Yeah.
It's well-written.
We didn't agree with it. Okay, now it's time for Tenuous Recommendations, where we each recommend a movie, TV show, song, album, book, podcast, piece of shit on the ground that is connected to today's movie in some way. So what are you recommending, Brendan?
So it's Halloween, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is a Halloween episode.
Yeah.
And so my connection is Halloween.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, not really, because this is the Halloween episode, but the film isn't a Halloween film.
Then why did you choose it?
But it's for Halloween.
Movie. It's for Halloween, but it's not a Halloween
The last
movie.
Time we did a Halloween episode, I did my favorite scary Halloween movie.
Yeah, that's fine. Just fucking do it, Brennan.
It's fine when I do it. It's cute.
There's been a lot of good like horror films lately, or like good time Halloween sort of watches. I'm gonna do the movie Faults. Has anyone seen Faults?
No, but isn't that from the director of The Art of Self-Defense?
Yes, it is.
Lucy's favorite know. Movie.
Oh, God. Yeah. Here we go.
So Fultz is about a down and out guy who used to be a part
Sensing
of
a theme here.
He used to be like a, like, I can't remember exactly.
This episode is chaos.
No, like, so I think the guy was like an FBI agent or something like that, who was like world renowned for his deprogramming techniques. Mm-hmm. But then career is put, like, dragged through the mud after an incident. Mm-hmm. And so he's sort of like traveling in his car from state to state trying to sell his book that nobody's interested in.
Yeah, sounds really depressing.
And but he's approached by this couple whose daughter has been taken in by this cult, and they're like, you're the only person who can, you know, save her from this, like, this
okay
group.
I'm back on board. I love it.
And so with you know, this last ditch effort, he goes through the process of deprogramming, and everything is not quite what it seems. So
I blame the parents.
I've heard good things about this one. I am keen to watch it.
So the main character, Leland Orser, I don't know if I've seen him in anything else, but he's like, his acting is so outstanding, and the character is just so interesting and fun. And also Mary Elizabeth, she does a great job as well. But like this, I just chose it because it's, you know, a bit, you can watch it. It's not like super gory if you mm-hmm. don't want that in your Halloween film.
But it's a bit spooky.
Cool. It's got an amazing character actor, and it's a really enjoyable, easy watch.
Better than Art of Self-Defense?
It's nothing like it, so okay, I think you would enjoy it.
All right, so I am using Denzel Washington as my connection.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a film that I'm guessing you guys have probably seen, but I just want to recommend it anyway. The 2004 Tony Scott film, Man on Fire.
Was that with like little Dakota
Fanning?
Yeah.
Have you guys seen it? Yeah. So, like, I think Tony Scott was an amazing director, and this is like a really cool film of his. Like, uses a lot of like interesting camera techniques, and the way that it deals with like subtitles was really like interesting. And I think it has been aped like a million times since this film has come out.
What does that mean?
Well, like, instead of just having subtitles on the bottom of the screen, they're kind of like active around this, like, and they react to like how loud or how softly the person's speaking, and they shake when people are angry and right. that kind of thing. Like, the film is very brutal, but at its core, it's about this relationship between like Denzel Washington and Dakota Fanning that's like super sweet. So when she like gets kidnapped and he's like killing all these people to get her back, you really
want him to
do it, because you really love the Dakota Fanning character so much, and like the effect that he, you know, he's this gruff bodyguard and she like kind of breaks down his walls and then gets kidnapped, and you just want them to be reunited. So it's really like action-packed but emotional film that I think is one of Tony Scott's best. So,
and Denzel's a cop in it, isn't he?
Bodyguard.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Lucy.
So my connection is the late great James Gandolfini,
mm-hmm.
Tony Soprano. I'm recommending that you guys watch the fucking Sopranos. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm doing The Man Who Wasn't There, the mm-hmm. Coen Brothers movie. Have you both seen it?
I saw it when it came out, but it's been a long time.
Yeah. What, have you?
I don't know if I have.
It's a black and white one.
So it's super film noir. I feel like even just the sort of themes, I could have made the bridge there. It's super cool. I don't want to ruin anything in case Brendan hasn't seen it, but it's got a really good cast. Billy Bob Thornton, Frances McDormand, James Gandolfini, Scarlett Johansson. I can't remember what year it came out, maybe mid-2000s? I can't remember. Anyway, really good, and I'm going to make you watch it.
All right.
Yeah, if you haven't already. I bet he'll get like 20 minutes in. I've seen this, you prick. Yeah. Did you like? Oh, you can't remember it either.
I remember liking it at the time.
Yeah, it's super spooky as well.
So where are we ranking Fallen among the films we've covered on the podcast?
I have to really calm myself down because I really
your
was
own
annoyed.
List to make yourself mad, or
well, no, just I'm thinking like, oh, I just want to put it at the bottom, but like I gotta like step back and yeah. look at things with
yeah
less heat. You know what I mean?
I know it's hard.
Yeah, because I like put my brother the pig quite low. Now I'm regretting.
This is it. What is?
Like I put my brother pig two spots below Heaven Can Wait. I'd rather watch my brother the pig Heaven Can Wait.
And you are right, actually. I would. What? How did the cobbler stay so high?
Yeah, I actually have just said that about like my own list. Yeah,
I'd rather. All right, I'd rather watch this than the cobbler. So I'm going to put it between the Christmas Swap and the cobbler. That's fourth. Lowest on my list.
Wow, that's very low.
Yeah.
2 hours. So
I'm gonna put it between like Father Like Son and Dr. Jekyll and Sister Hyde.
Fuck. I didn't expect it like I didn't.
That's actually like that's actually not that low down on my list. Like the list is so it's a beast, so
Like Father Like Son's fucking piece of shit. But apparently I put it above fucking the Shaggy Dog and other films. That
yeah, the lists
memory,
are crazy.
What am I doing?
On our 100th episode, we should just get to do a reset.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to put it below Selfless and above Like Father, Like Son. I think that feels right to me. Because I would put this on par with Selfless. It's kind of got that vibe.
Yeah. Selfless was less boring, though. I'm sorry.
And it had a storyline that you could understand.
Yeah. And it had Ryan Reynolds. All right. Next episode. Any predictions, guys?
What's the next holiday?
Christmas.
It won't be the Christmas.
Thanksgiving.
Kwanzaa.
It's gonna be a father who swaps bodies with the daughter's son.
What?
His grandchild.
So you're talking about 18 again. You think we're gonna watch 18 again. Okay, so no, we aren't going to be watching that. So one of our most consistently downloaded episodes of all time, after 13 Going on 30 and Freaky Friday, which are like the top ones, third most popular is Your Name. That's the film that everybody wants to hear us talking about.
Are we doing another anime?
So I thought it's about time we do another anime, another like romance kind of anime. So we are going to be doing the 2020 Netflix original anime called A Whisker Away, which means we're going to be doing another cat swap, guys. A Whisker Away, Mio Sasaki is in love with her classmate Kento Hinode and tries repeatedly to get Kento's attention by transforming into a cat. But at some point, the boundary between herself and the cat becomes ambiguous.
I'm sort of pumped. I feel like that will be a fun film.
Probably very whimsical.
Yeah.
So I think it was about time to give you guys a film that's not painful to watch. So
we get here one we a year. Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, all those anime people that seem to like our Your Name episode come back for that one.
Cool.
All right. So until next episode, I hope everyone has a very spooky Halloween.
Yeah, I hope you like frightened the entire day. What's this holiday?
And just remember, if you do not review us on iTunes, you will be murdered by me. You piece of shit.
Okay, and I was Lucy Thomas.
I was Brendan Levi.
Be spooky.
Paul will be restrained over Halloween.
We've got him in a Hannibal mask now.
He's too much in the spirit of the season.
I've been possessed. All right. See
Bye.
You
Bye. The Swapcast podcast is recorded in Adelaide, Australia. It's hosted by Paul Mitzi and edited by Brendan Levi and Paul Mitzi.
Our theme song was written and performed by John Marco of Too Creative, featuring Lucy Thomas, and recorded at Browntown Studios. Our music bumpers were created by Reggie Parker. Contact him on parkerregmusic@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.